And so tonight we have a end of the year, end of our church year, reflection on the last part of life. That's what Matthew and wisdom is about. It has a sense of finality. We're coming to the end. And so at that point in time, each year we have some little reflection on what it means. What ultimately does this life mean to us? Now, there's some great quotes that I found recently. Gandhi says, "My life is my message." That's what it means. Francis of Assisi said, "Preach the gospel and use words if you need to." Buddha and his followers at the very end of his life said, "Be a light unto yourself." And Martin Luther said, "You are going to die alone. You had better believe alone." So those are some kind of people's thinking and reflection on the end of their lives as they look back on their lives. Matthew in this gospel suggests what I think is right at the center of what we believe, and that is that Jesus Christ literally is in you and me. We actually become Christ. We become Christ through his word. We become Christ through eating his flesh and drinking his blood. We become Christ through baptism. We become one with Christ. Paul said that. "It is now no longer I live, but Christ lives in me." That's the core. That's the message. And so we have five women who believed that, held that within them. They had the oil. They had the juice, the fire to believe that they had this Christ. Five of the others, they were looking around for somebody else to give it to them. They're looking for their neighbors. They're looking for someone to help them along the way. And the five wise say, go buy some, go out. And yet their thinking is that it's not in them. It's external to them. So what Matthew is suggesting is at the end time, when we come to judgment, Jesus Christ hopefully will find in you his person. That's the ultimate goal of our lives as Christians, that we become that Christ. So Christ will recognize his own person in each of us. And that creates for us then what you and I believe with all our heart, especially at this 5:30 liturgy. We believe that we're a family because we share that Christ. We share that oneness. We're one. We are together. We may not even know each other by name. You sit next to someone for years sometimes. But we do believe that we are one. And so tonight, I have that same story put in a few different words. Do you have time to listen to one story? Thank you. A man knocks at the door. And the voice inside says, "Who is this?" The man says, "I'm your countryman." And the voice behind the door says, "There's no one here." And so that same man goes out and wanders the face of the earth for 1 year. And then he comes back to that same door a year later and knocks on that door again. And inside that door, the voice says, "Who is this?" And the man inside says, the man outside who was knocking says, "I'm your brother." And the voice inside says, "There's nobody here." And so he wanders again the face of the earth for a third year. Comes back and knocks on the door the third time. And the voice inside says, "Who is this?" And the man on the outside this time says, "I am you." And at that, he opened the door. "I am you. I am you. And you are me." If we really believe that, if we honestly and sincerely believed that I was you and you were me, then all of the things that we fight about and stew about, how much more reign of peace there would be in this world if we really believe that. We do believe that. St. Monica's is not an institution, is it? No. It's a family. And ultimately and finally, no matter where you find yourself in this community that I would suggest is a rather diverse community, there is something for everyone. And yet we believe, because we believe we have that person of Jesus Christ, that we are one and that we are one family. Over the last 4 years, your pastor, me, I've come knocking on that door, your door. And many of you have said, welcome, thank you. Of course we will help you with this great project. Thank you. Honored to do it. Others have said, who is this? And I've said, I'm your countryman. And you said, there's no one there. And then I've knocked again. And the voice from the other side says, who is this? And I said, I'm your brother. And the voice from the other side have said, there's nobody here. Tonight, my sisters and brothers, I say to you, I'm you, and you are me. And what we are attempting to do is to renew and to restore and to rebuild this community. Not an institution, not a project, not a plan, a family. And so I'm asking you tonight, this time, to open the door. And the reason why I'm asking you to do it is pretty simple. We're part of a family. We care. And I'm you, and you're me. 4 years ago, I made a pledge. I made a pledge for $50,000, and I'm almost finished with that pledge. I did it not for my own money, because I don't have a lot of money. I did it because my family, my parents, gave me some money. And tonight, I'm making a promise to do another 4 years, another 50, the rest of it. And I'm doing it because I want to honor what my parents said to me when they gave it to me many years ago. The only thing they asked me to do was to keep it in the family. And so I'm honoring that. I'm keeping it in the family. And I'm asking you, in whatever way you possibly can, to do the same. We got very lucky this week. We got lucky. It's not the right word. We got blessed. I asked some four people, would they be willing to match? Give us new money. Match. What we hope to receive over these next 2 weeks. We got $500,000 from people, four people, in this family. Now, they have some gifts and blessings, but no one has too much gift or blessing today. And they were willing to do that. And so tonight, this week and next, whatever we get, hopefully, to $500,000, it will be matched by these four people. $500,000. That's a great gift.
To make a gift to the campaign and open the door to our community, you may do so in several ways. You can go online at www.stmonica.net/campaign and donate, or you can mail your gift to St. Monica Capital Campaign, 725 California Avenue, Santa Monica, California, 90403. Make a pledge payable over 5 years, payable monthly, quarterly, or annually. Make a one-time gift, make a stock gift, or leave St. Monica in your will. You may contact the campaign by calling 310-566-1535 or email campaign@stmonica.net.
Because what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise?
So my sisters and brothers, probably the best pastor of this community was Monsignor Nicholas Keneally. His pastor maybe 30 years or 35 years. I'm gaining some ground on him. And he built this church right at the Depression. He had bought the land and began to build, and then the Depression hit. And people asked him to scale it back. They asked him, why are we doing this? We don't need this. It's beyond us, beyond our needs at that time. This is in the 20s now, late 20s. And Nicholas Keneally said, and I know it for a fact because one of my dear friends who's now in heaven said this to me. Nicholas said, you're right, but there will be a generation someday that will thank us for what we have done. Folks, are we grateful? Yes, we are. Thank you. Yes, we are. And so now, it's our time. It's our time as a family. For us. And certainly for your children and your children's children. That's what we're praying and hoping for. And so I thank you. I honor whatever decision you have made. It's a great gift. You have been so good to me. I've made mistakes every which way but Sunday, and you've always forgiven me. And I'm grateful for that, very grateful. That's what families do. I would ask you now, if you would, to take those envelopes and pass them to the center, and our great people of hospitality will pick them up. And I say to you tonight, amen.